And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 93.7 The Fan studios with Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking tackle, bluefin, yellowtail, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. We have some technical issues. In fact, our engineer didn't show up this morning. So.
Yeah.
So
we may have some technical, or we may have some talk fishing this morning.
Yeah, so we just want to talk fishing, and we'll figure it all out this morning. But Adam is saving the day once again, and we're just really happy that Adam is our guy here. But we're really happy that Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle is here. What's up, Doug?
Well, good morning. It's like more like what isn't up.
Yeah.
Everything is going completely crazy this year. I don't know what to make of it. You know, you can look at the cup half full or the cup half empty. Everybody's complaining we've had all this rain and all this weather. But the fish seem to love it. So
yeah.
It's just been a great start to a great year. I just think this is going to be one of the most incredible years that we've ever had. The parking lot down there yesterday was completely full. Everybody's going fishing, the bluefin, the yellowtail. We've even had a yellowfin caught already this year. So
crazy. I mean,
it's just been really incredible.
And the spread of fish all over the place, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure everybody listened yesterday to Tom Green's report. And, I mean, he found three giant areas, the local area that we've been fishing, that, you know, 35, 40-mile stuff, and then on down, you know, another 30 miles below that, and, you know, then another one below that. And so it gives the guys on the skiffs and the one-day trips, you know, the full-day trips, a local zone to fish. The day and a half can go down a little further. And then we've got a lot of three-day trips out this weekend and really giving things a good look. You know, the Coronado Islands, there's a lot of yellowtail there. This last blow turned the water a little cooler, and so I think they're taking a break for a couple of days. But you just know that stuff's going to bounce back and be great. So it's, I mean, it's really, it's just so interesting and so much fun. Normally, in years past, right now, we'd be waiting for the first tuna to be caught. Who's going to catch the first tuna? But, you know, here we are. We've got 6 weeks of bluefin fishing under our belt.
Already.
There have been cows.
And it's not even June.
No, it's not even June. You know, we've had cows caught. We've had great bait bites. We've had great flat fall bites. You know, it's just been a real interesting year. There's, you know, most of it's down in that a little more southern zone below the border, which is kind of where we like it. You know, when it gets spread out so much and gets out there behind Clemente, and, you know, that's great for the cows and the guys that can reach it. But, I mean, this is just right in our zone. We can go down there. They're responding to the live bait. Everingham, as you know, I mean, they are such an asset to Southern California sport fishing. And the bait this year has been that 4.5-inch slimy green sardine that, you know, it hits the water and it takes off like a shot.
Oh, man.
That's just what these bluefin need. I mean, they like that. You know, I call them M&Ms, you know. They just need some M&Ms.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Well, so you guys have been really, really busy at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Oh, the landing, the tackle store, you know, the crew outside, the fish processors, I mean, that little zone is buzzing. We barely got done with the Fred Hall show.
And the fish are biting.
Did day at the docks, and it's game on. You know, almost like summer type business. Not quite that white hot, but very good fishing, you know, activity. There's just a buzz around the landing. You just hear generators running and dock carts being pushed and people outside, just big smile on their face, telling story. And I mean, it's just been that so much fun to be around.
It's been wild at the shop because like this is supposed to be the time that we're getting ready for a crazy season. You know, like we usually have the window in between, you know, day at the docks coming to an end. And kind of right now is when we're usually getting ready to gear up for a big season. It's almost June, you know, like that's when things will get started. So this is the time of year where we're used to getting the shop ready and getting all the stuff and making sure we have plenty of stuff and plenty of personnel. But then this year happened, and like the fish were here in March and April and in May, and you know it's been wild and so fun to see. And the crew is just kicking some serious butt, and there's great fishing. I mean, when I left the show yesterday and headed for the tackle store, by the time I got there, the condor had already called in with multiple big bluefins and fish over 150 pounds. You know, by the time I got to work in the morning, it's just a really fun time down around the landing.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's been fun. You know what's crazy is my office is just next door, and I come down, and it seems like you guys have been buzzing throughout the whole year. It just seems like you just haven't slowed down.
Yeah. I mean, we started, you go all the way back to last season, it went into December. I mean, we had Tackle Day on November 3rd, and then we still had Bluefin, then we barely got through the holidays, then it was Fred Hall Showtime, you know, the Bay Bass Tournament, you know, time of year, which unfortunately didn't happen, but all the pre-fishing and all that kind of stuff, and then, you know, Day at the Docks, and then tuna. So we have literally not stopped for like a year and a half now. It's just been going.
It's really
pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's been fun. And so I think that it just has woken everybody up to the fact, okay, this is going to be a fishing year, and I think everybody has got their mindset and their, you know, they're getting their tackle ready early, and they just know they're going to fish this year. I see people in the shop, you know, oh, what kind of trips do you have planned? Oh, I've got a 3-day on this boat, and I've got my day and a half, and then we always take our charter in August. And, I mean, it's just laid out where people are, they just know it's going to be a fun year, and we've got fish, and I just think this is going to be a real special year.
Yeah, so I had so many responses yesterday when Carl was on the show about the flat fall and the Colt sniper,
right, right.
And changing the hook. I'm sure, did you have a lot of people coming in and say, what's that hook that Carl was talking about?
Just so you know, like, that is no BS. I'll bet we had 15 or 20 different guys coming in for exactly that. Like, hey, which lure was it? Which size? Which color? And Colt snipers are Colt snipers. Like, they all work. I mean, they definitely do. And the Colt sniper, even the paint job is not that dissimilar to all of them. They got a dark back, and they got some silver sides, and they got a little bit of flash. And I don't think that the color probably makes a ton of difference. That being said, there was a lot of guys, I want the Colt sniper Carl's using. I want that exact same hook he was talking about. Yes, I want you to change the split ring. We had a lot of fun with it yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people that came down just for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and what a difference with Carl. It was cracking me up yesterday. So he goes out on the Shogun, I think about 2 weeks ago, shuts the entire fleet down.
Oh,
like, which, let me tell
what
you,
is he playing dart?
Let me typical, tell you, we gave yes. him some real serious, you know, hard time about that. He went out, and, like, it was good fishing every day in a row. And then, of course, Carl goes and burp, put the brakes on everything. And you should hear the ration that somebody gets when goes down.
You do not shut off an entire bite and not hear about it. And
the whole fleet.
Here he goes out and basically turns everything back on, highliner status.
Yeah.
And, you know, catching them, you know, the Shogun was the one that first told us that a guy had brought those Colt snipers on the boat. It was a little before Carl's Black Cloud trip.
It was Captain Paul. small Paul.
Yeah,
our
Paul
buddy
came
out.
Yeah.
Said, hey, man, Colt sniper's hot.
Yeah, this
Colt sniper. And is it the 100 gram?
80.
Or does it matter?
80 or 100 were
Paul
the two that
Paul said medium. And,
yeah.
You know, boat owners and crew members don't know model numbers. They just say, yeah, you know that medium one.
You know, that medium one.
There's only like
but
six sizes.
The middle
so,
guy.
So I might add, for those of you guys trying to call us, hang in there. we've got Adam on the board here. We're trying to get the engineering set up here at the fan, and everything's straight. We're getting our feet
yeah,
right here. And,
oh, we're working
you know,
out of net.
We're working out of the net, but we're having fun. So your phone's going to ring, and nobody's going to answer it for now. But just be patient, and we'll get to your phone calls here as soon as an engineer shows up. So
we got 2 hours of talking fishing.
We're okay with that.
Yeah, Doug and I talk fishing for 20 years now. This is no problem here.
Yeah.
You want to hear some fishing?
We'll talk some fishing.
Fishing is one of our favorite subjects, and that's giving a hard time to Carl and then talking about all the great fishing that has gone along too. Like, this is favorite subject. Like,
yeah.
We got hours of this on deck, no problem.
Yeah, no question about it. So the cold sniper thing, I'm guessing, is because a lot, like what Tom Green was saying yesterday, he saw no bait. He didn't see any big balls of anchovies or balls of sardines or anything. So that means the bait's probably really micro. So maybe they're on micro bait, and that's why they're eating that cold sniper, you think?
They've been on micro bait, you know, off and on for decades. And, I mean, if you really think about the history of this whole thing, it goes back to, you know, the mega bait and even just little tiny chrome, you know, jigs like a little TLC that we used to fish for albacore, you know, made by Taddy and
Point Wilson Darts and crippled herrings
yeah,
and all like that.
Exactly.
That was always the hot jig, you know. Two season, you know, whatever block of time going forward.
So dart style jigs are nothing new.
Yeah.
And then the Laser Minnow by P-Line, that's still as good as it ever was. But when they came out with this Colt Sniper, it does swim really well. I mean, for whatever reason, the way that it sinks, the way that it swims, it attracts a bite. And any time that bait or those fish offshore are on some kind of bait, and you can get your Colt Sniper into the zone, you're going to get a bite. A lot of the skiff fishing that we've done is running around, finding, you know, a couple of birds hovering on something, and you might chase it for 3 miles before you finally get a cast on it. And once you get a cast on it, I mean, that's the method that gets bit. So, and then, you know, now we're doing it with 80-pound tuna. So like Carl said, you got to upgrade your hooks, you know, that ST66 owner. A single hook we'll put on there sometimes, you know, an owner offshore or something like that, and modify it a little bit, and then you put your leader on there so they don't chafe through. But it's the same thing we've been doing for years. We've just sort of got it down to this is what works. And, you know, I think with this bluefin, you probably want to go as small as you can get into them, but you've got to have a big enough jig that you can cast on at least 40-pound test.
Or at least 40.
Maybe 50. And sometimes you're throwing it on two-speed. So that 80 and 100 are probably the premier size, you know, that gives you both of that. You can cast it far enough, but, you know, it's not such a huge jig that they won't touch it.
Yeah.
It makes some sense on what's going on right now, too. I mean, everything is scaled down a little bit. You got to fish a little bit lighter line to get a bite. You got to fish a little smaller hook to get a bite. You got, you know, they're a little touchy, and a Colt Sniper just makes sense with that. It's a smaller bait. It looks just like a bait fish that's offshore, and it's a little smaller. And like Carl was saying, he was able to get bites on 60-pound, but, you know, you look at what our normal jig fishing, our quote-unquote normal jig fishing has become these last couple of years with a 250-gram flat fall and 200-pound leader. Like, that's kind of a Colt Sniper is a kind of scaled-down version of that.
So do you want to rig the Colt Sniper with the heavier leader like you would a flat fall jig?
Do you want to? Sure. Yes. I mean, you know, like, that's the thing about the
but
fishing.
But will it get bit?
Like, that's the issue with the fishing right now is nothing is black or white. You know, when it's steady and the same thing all the time, you get to the point where you get them figured out and you can be like, this is how you do it. Big bluefin in the dark, we can say as a matter of fact, you want a 250-gram jig or larger, you want a 200-pound fluorocarbon leader, you want these big nasty hooks on there, we can say for sure. The problem is, exactly as you said, you got to get a bite, and so you need to weigh your options. If you're talking a small jig that is almost always going to be inhaled in a big tuna that's notorious for chewing people off, where almost for sure the lines can be run over their mouth, of course you want a heavy leader on there. You still have to get a bite, and if things are scaled down and touch you to get a bite, those are the options that you need to weigh out, and there's not a right or wrong answer.
Yeah, you still put fluorocarbon on there. Fluorocarbon inherently has a hard outer shell and prevents, you know, that chafing and abrasion. But you can't necessarily go the 200-pound that you want. So, you know, we've all caught fish on 40-pound mono, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But if you can put 60-pound fluorocarbon on there, you're putting the odds in your favor, but still getting that bite.
That's it.
Yeah, all right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk about some experience that I was talking to Ricky about, leader material in Loretto that I experienced, and up with kind of an epiphany, shall we say, about how jigs swim in different ways and how much difference it makes on how a jig swims with leader, right?
Totally.
But before that, tell them about what we're giving away today.
Well, we got a really cool one today, and it's going to be a fun prize. So basically, as Pete said, we got a little thing going on with the phones. We're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be doing Let's Talk Hookup in the same fashion that we always do, because we talk fishing, and that's what we do. And we have a really cool one today. So a few weeks back on Let's Talk Hookup, Pete, you were talking about a brand new pair of Maui Jims that had just come out, and they were the brand new Maui green lens. And you're talking about how much you loved it, and I was almost giving you a hard time, like, man, we're at Fisherman's Land. I haven't seen a pair of those yet. Well, the next day, our great guy, Mike Kirsch, came down and just said, oh, yeah, no, you guys are talking about the new lens. It's brand new. And I had just got a pair, which I was really stoked on trying. Tried them on, absolutely fell in love with them. Doug was, like, walking by, and Mike said, let me see those things. Doug put on a pair, instantly ordered a pair also. So we're becoming a huge fan of them. They're very, very nice fishing glasses there. They're a little bit lighter as far as the, they're not like a dark gray feel. You still get that really good color contrast, but your eye relaxes really good inside of them. And, I mean, as far as fishing goes, they're becoming my most favorite pair to wear on the water. And so that's what we're giving away. It's a brand new pair of Maui Jims. The frame is called the Local Kind. It's a great pair of glasses. It's like a, I would call it a very mild wrap to them. You know, I mean, there's definitely some angle and some curve.
Super lightweight.
Yeah, so it really blocks out all the
You sun. Like them, Doug?
I haven't worn them yet.
They're you haven't worn?
Have you got yours yet, Rick?
I've got mine, and I'm stoked on them. The only problem is it looks like this outside. Every day. We live in Seattle.
But let me tell you something. On the water, kelp patties light up,
which is really cool.
A very unusual.
And seeing color spots and kelp patties, and with this May gray June gloom that we get, the gray is too dark. So I like to carry two pairs of glasses. One higher contrast.
Yeah.
That's a little lighter, and then the gray ones for when it's bright and sunny.
Yeah, for sure. And in addition to that, we're giving away 4 tickets to the San Diego Boat Show, June 6th through the 9th at Spanish Landing, which is right across the street from the San Diego International Airport. It's a great show, Duncan McIntosh show, and going to be a fantastic show coming up here just in a couple weeks.
Awesome. You got it. So, again, great prizes, great time, brand new pair of Maui Jims and those boat show tickets. If you want to get your shot at winning those great prizes, or better yet, your chance to talk to the tackle expert himself, Doug Kern, there is one way to do it. That's 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you get a hold of us this morning. We'd love to have your phone calls. We're going to be talking fishing all morning. And when we come back, we're going to be doing just that. We're taking your phone calls. We're getting catch reports. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created 3 additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels. The Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 1st, they'll be traveling to Loretto, Mexico. Rock Cod Rick and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecón in Loretto. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They'll also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Loretto. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 1st, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Having a great time this morning. All good. Got Doug in here.
We're back in full power.
Yeah, phones are already 100% full. No surprise there with a guy like Doug on here. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed it is. And, of course, yeah, we're giving away that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and the tickets to the San Diego Boat Show coming up. So, Ricky, let's jump into the phones.
Sounds good, buddy. Well, the phones are already packed up. We're going to start it off this morning with Paul, who's calling us from Bellflower. Paul, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, fellas. A little crazy this morning, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think it's the rain.
We like working without a net.
Yeah, exactly.
Working without a net. I like that.
Hey, you need a challenge. Okay, the question is, who brought in that cold sniper? How did that cold sniper come about? What?
Well, the guys at Shimano, they have quite a few factories all over the world, and they travel to these various zones, and so they see things that we don't necessarily have here. I mean, a dart-style jig has always been, a common method for us. I mean, the Point Wilson dart, like we talked about, the laser minnows and megabaits and all these things over the years, and crippled herrings. And anyway, you know, everybody at Shimano fishes. They're crazed maniacs like we are. And so they go to other areas and they say, you know, that thing's going to work. So they develop these new products and, you know, they might set them up a different way for our market, maybe a different hook set. You know, the colors might not be quite right elsewhere. So they say, well, we need a sardine and an anchovy and, you know, right on down the line. And so they brought these things in just three sizes. Well, they're up to seven sizes now. They've got the real tiny small ones for inshore style fishing or super finesse fishing, and then on up to 120 gram. And I believe they have eight or nine colors. The first round of colors, some of them were real good, but then now they've, gotten rid of a couple, and they've added three or four that are, you know, more conducive to our waters and our liking and our taste. So, anyway, just, you know, same thing with, like, the flat falls. I mean, we never, you know, we always got bit on the sink on a Tatty 4-0, you know, because they kind of sink, you know, with a little bit of that, you know, horizontal action, but... You know, they found a jig that really is a, you know, a flat falling jig and is a very effective way to get bit on the sink. You know, there's a lot of jigs you can get bit on the retrieve, but, you know, so they, you know, they fish, they know the various methods to get bit, and then they find the right gear to put into your hands.
You had said it earlier that the, you know, the dart style jig is nothing new, you know, but... What Shimano did was create a really nice one, and one of the biggest things I think they did was they put really good hardware
on
it.
Exactly.
You know, for our type of fishing, you could use a Point Wilson dart, or you could use a laser minnow or a megabait or all these other things, but to make them appropriate for catching our game fish, you had to change the split rings, and you had to change the hook, and you had to change this. A Colt Sniper I mean, it just visually looks better than all of them. They did the first job first as far as catching the fishermen. I mean, visually, it's the best looking of them. And you just take it off the package, tie it on, and go fish with it. It's got good hooks. It's got good rings. It's got a good paint job.
Well, we adapted a lot of the salmon gear, which they don't need. They use very slim hooks. And
Colt Sniper is like a salmon lure.
Well, and a lot of these dart style jigs are northwest salmon-y type things.
Yeah,
and
we've caught a lot of salmon on Colt Snipers, right, Rick?
Totally.
And we just we finally figured out, hey, tuna like them too, but you straighten the hook on every hookup, so you just have to start changing everything out, like Rick said.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Well, we got a first-time caller on the line. We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line. That's the case with Bruce. He's calling us from Kearney Mesa this morning. What's up, Bruce?
Thanks.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Glad to hear everybody's doing good on this new station here. And hopefully get everything working right.
Oh, it's working right.
We're working right.
We're firing on all eight cylinders here.
Indeed.
All right. Anyways, I was wondering, how long should the fluorocarbon leader line be, like on 80-pound braid? I usually put on a six foot or so, and I've heard other as far as maybe longer on that.
Well, there's no no right or wrong way to do it. During this early season finicky bite, there were quite a few people that were putting a 3 to 5 foot piece of leader on directly to their Spectra line. Reason for that is the Spectra line is a lighter line, and it's skinnier, and it goes through the water better. So a small 4.5-inch sardine can swim and look more natural. But if you're going to do a little short piece like that, you don't want your knot going through the guides, because when you cast, it's going to hang up in the guides, and then you're going to fling your bait off, and then the guy next to you is going to catch the bluefin. So, you can do longer top shots. A wind-on leader is a real good way. If you want to have, you put a 25-foot wind-on leader, that'll probably last you all day. You can, after every fish, cut off a little 1 or 2 foot piece so you've got fresh line. And the connection that you use with a wind-on is the loop-to-loop connection. It makes a little cat's paw, they call it, but it's not there's no tag ends and nothing to get hung up in your guides. And then we also see guys that'll buy a 25-yard spool, and they'll just tie the whole thing on and fish that, for half a season or all season. And then, the longest top shot would be if you did a 25, a 50, a 100-yard top shot of monofilament line, and then you put your little 3-foot piece of fluorocarbon for the chafing and for the invisibility. So there's no necessarily right or wrong way to do it. Those are just multiple methods, and you've got to play with it until you find the one that you are comfortable with. You want to be able to put a bait in the water and be comfortable that with what you're fishing with is something that's going to work for you. Those short little 3-foot pieces of fluorocarbon, there's no stretch in your line, so you've got to have a rod that takes up a little of that shock absorber. You've got to have an 8-foot rod maybe with a little lighter tip. You've got to watch your drag settings, and you've got to make sure not to break connections, rip hooks out, that kind of thing.
I would think it's probably because of the grade of the fish is so big and the fighting of them takes a little longer, but I'm just hearing from our boat captains and crews more than normal right now about how much they're really preaching the longer top shot. And I think it's just because, battling an 80-pound and 100-pound bluefin, it's when the fighting the fish and having the stretch is a big deal. And I would just say it seems like more than normal I'm hearing that. We want a boat length's worth of top shot. We want a little bit longer top shot than normal.
Yeah, and that's the way I typically like to do mine as well. And if you get in a tangle when you're straight up and down and they're doing circles and they wrap around each other, it's a lot easier to get that mono undone than sometimes the Spectra. And the Spectra will cut the mono. It kinks up in knots a little bit worse. So that's definitely our boat owners and captains' preferences.
Bruce, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including heading on down to the East Cape to find out what's going on at Rancho Leonero. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 8th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro Staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 8th only. Plus, get free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Longfin this Saturday, June 8th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Hydrohoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled it down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy crowded launch ramp with no place to park your boat trailer? I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the radio talking about great products like Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge bait tanks. These products are the best for our unique Western needs, and Hydrohoist is in the same exact league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, and no need to bolt it to a dock. You can even put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydrohoist has a new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld, and you guessed it, it's Dana Landing. They're the new dealer for Hydrohoist boat lifts, and their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it, lift it on a Hydrohoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information, and get lifted.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing, for charters or regular open party schedule. Check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on in the East Cape. We're heading down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our great buddy, John Ireland. What's up, John?
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Pete. Hi, Doug.
Good morning, John. Good morning. What's going on down at the ranch? I can't wait, man. It's a week away. A week from yesterday is our Let's Talk Hookup tournament.
It is. I'm expecting you guys down here. Looking forward to it. It's been that good fishing. You know, it's been a late winter down here, like it's been in San Diego. We had the last two or three days, we had a light north wind, not a heavy north wind, but kind of got in the way of getting out to the tuna outside. The yellowfin are still around. They move further outside. They're about 40 miles off under the schools of porpoise, and they're banging them good early in the week, and it's just been hard to get out there and find them in the last couple days. There is a new spot for the tuna, big tuna, 20 to 40 pounders right off the normal nice. Spot off of nice fish. Yeah, just about 2 or 3 miles off the beach off from Rincon there. on the boundary over by Pomo, and that's producing quite a few fish as well. All that's on the, they're taking the squid in a big way. Outside, they're hitting the hoochies and the cedar plugs for the tuna. But there's still quite a few around, and the wind has abated today, so we're expecting the tuna to come back in a big way. Striped marlin, gosh, a lot of striped marlin really came in this week. It's interesting because I don't remember them being this small, this many, this small. There are a lot of fish between 30 and 60 pounds. There's a bunch over 100. It's the usual stuff, but quite a few smaller striped marlin and biting real close inshore. 2 miles off the front of the hotel, I was sitting having lunch yesterday, watching about, there must have been 12 boats right out in front, 2 to 3 miles off, and all of them are picking up fish. Everybody's getting at least one. They're pretty line shy, kind of picky biters. Gosh, there's loads of them around, so at least one per angler per boat. Rooster fishing's good. Rooster fishing's going on, and as usual for this time of year, fish are getting a little bit bigger. 40, 50-pounders are common. And then a couple of Wahoo and Dorado a day coming to the cleaning table. That still hasn't really opened up like we'd like it, but it's getting there. Overall, really good fishing.
Yeah, still sounds great. Yeah, can't wait. And weather should be back to normal for our arrival on Saturday, and I'll be flying down after the show on Sunday morning and joining the group. A lot of great prizes, gift cards of Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and, of course, $1,000 in cash up for grabs, courtesy of our buddy Dave at Statewide Stripes. That's going to be fun.
And a free trip to the ranch, too.
And, of course. How could I forget that? A free trip to the ranch for the grand prize there.
Wow.
For the winning team that returned to defend their title for our 24th annual in 2020. That's going to be exciting. Well, if somebody wants to come down to the ranch, John, like us, are there spots available this year?
June is pretty much jammed up. I think there's one or two more rooms for the tournament if somebody wants to get in at the last minute. So if you do, hop on board. Otherwise, the hotel's busy, especially this June. We're really doing well. 800-646-2252 or check out our website, rancholanero.com. We've got a bunch of fish photos on there. We're finally getting some good fish photos up, and it's really turned on, guys.
All right.
Exciting tourney.
Looking forward to it. I know Dr. Bob Blum, our tournament director, and Pam is a chief assistant. Beautiful trophies this year that you guys put together, too. So going to be a great time, and looking forward to it. And then we'll talk to you next Sunday for the first day report, and then I'll see you on Sunday after the show.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, amigo.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
Rockcod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures and Camping Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer. But this special won't last, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
It's time to talk about great product from Shimano, and I've got a great Shimano Tranks experience for you. My partner Steve, who I was fishing with, is fishing his Shimano Corrado, great reel. And
yeah, Corrado's classic.
Yeah, awesome. Classic reel, fantastic. But we were casting for Cabrilla, having a great time catching a lot of Cabrilla and Pargo and stuff like that. And I said, pick up my Tranks. And I said, cast that. I had a Tranks 400 and cast it. One cast, he says, I got to get one.
Yeah,
I go, not only you got to get one of those, a 400, you've got to get a 300, you've got to get a 500 also. Because once you throw a 500 with surface iron, we were just talking about it in the break.
Oh, my God.
It's a game changer, right, Doug?
Yep. I mean, just to have the level wind alone, and you can set those brakes to your liking. You can make it as loose as you want so that you can get the extra distance. You can put a little braking on there so that you don't backlash. A backlash with your one shot at a big yellow is the kiss of death.
And, yes.
And that will minimize your backlashes. And then the gearing and the fish fighting ability and the drags and the bearings, I mean, and just the low profile, it's an easy reel to handle in your hand.
No doubt about it.
And the smaller ones, you know, you look at a little 400 and you think, well, that's not going to be my yellowtail. Well, that's your 30-pound yellowtail reel.
That's it.
And kelp patty
reel. And it can handle it, too. And that's the thing about Tranks. If there's different sizes to fit your different fishing needs. You match that with a Terramar rod. There's nothing like it. The Tranks reel, Terramar rod at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out. This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Padres, Blue Jays.
First pitch, ground ball to his left. Slide, Manny up, throws, got it, Manny Machado.
Today, pregame, 9:07, first pitch, 10:07. The San Diego Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for our local catch report, which today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Now through the end of the month, they're still offering that killer 25% off to all their spices and rubs at Fish Pros the markets. And tomorrow, this Memorial Day, they're having a customer appreciation barbecue, and you're invited. All you need to do is purchase anything from the market, and you get their fantastic barbecue for free. There's going to be some fun vendors in the parking lot. I know Hands and Knives is going to be there. CCA is going to be there. And it's 10 to 1 this Monday, tomorrow, Memorial Day, at Fisherman's Processing in Liberty Station. Yeah, we're going to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Yeah, that's going to be a great one. And CCA will be there. You want to buy tickets to the San Diego Chapter Banquet next Saturday night, on the 8th, over at Hub SeaWorld. Those will be available. Wayne and Chris will have those. And if you can't make the event tomorrow, Season Kickoff 25 is the promotional code where you can still get 25% off at fpgourmet.com. Season Kickoff 25. Big time discount.
Yeah, that's
so
cool.
So come on down tomorrow. We'll see you down at Liberty Station at Fish Pros, the market, and Fisherman's Processing.
And I'll be down there, get a little barbecue.
Like, I'm going, yeah.
Sean's a master on that Traeger, so I can tell you around lunchtime, you'll probably see several people sneaking out of the tackle store, heading over Fisherman's Processing and scoring a little lunch. Well, hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on. We're going to talk to Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good, man. Shortened week up here with a couple days of no fishing with that weather. It's kind of, I'm like Rick, man. I'm over this stuff. I'm ready for some sunshine and some good temps, man.
Yeah,
sound like broken records every day at the tackle store, Willie. We all walk in, and you can just hear all of us just complaining and being about everything. Yeah, we're over it. We're over it.
Right, big time, man. Here we are again, a little bit of gray, a little bit of water moisture in there today. Anyways, hey, on our three-quarter day trips, we're still fishing deep for that bottom fish. You know, it's been very consistent, and the quality's been very good, so it's hard to stray away from that right now. Some days it's not real good on the anchor. We've had to adjust and have to fish it on the drift to get them to bite. But, man, the quality's been there. And along with that rockfish, we've had some really good sculpin to add to those counts. So for the foreseeable future, you know, until something changes, you know, our water temperatures have really been fluctuating with this weather as well. So, you know, we may start poking around off the beach here. I know some of that yellowtail went MIA down there with some of the weather. So, you know, that stuff was seen kind of swimming up the beach. So it might be time for us to do a little bit of look for some of that stuff as well. But, again, that weather and wind did do a number on those water temps. Midweek, it was like 55 to 56. So I'd expect, you know, it's been a waiting game, slowly seeing it warm up this week. But, you know, I just suspect with that cooler water, the surface action did slow up a little bit for the calico bass. So in our counts here on those half-day trips, it was mostly sand bass, whitefish, and sheephead in those half-day counts. So again, a little bit of sunshine could go a real long way. So getting things back on track. And I know we have some good weather slated this week. Fury, he was over at Kalmeny. His group yesterday wanted to catch that rockfish that's been biting over there. Again, good quality on that rockfish for his guys. No yellows in his count yesterday, but he's back over there this morning with his regular group of yellowtail killers. So wouldn't be surprised to see some of that in his counts as he winds up his trip later today. So. Also in June, he's going to be kicking off some day and a half trips as well. So guys that want to hop on one of those certainly can call the landing and see what they have calendared out on those as well. And that's pretty much it for our week. So we're keeping our fingers crossed for some sunshine and some increase in water temps here along the coast. So call the landing here if you want to get on the trip. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And again, discount code Dana, D-A-N-A, if you want to book online, that will save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips that we're running right now.
That's awesome, Wooly. What a killer deal, and so great that Dana's always taking care of their fishermen. Love it. Glad to hear that everybody's doing so good up there, and man, we're just looking forward to what looks like a solid week of weather in front of us, and it's about damn time.
That's right, man. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Thanks, Wooly.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot.
Phone call, buddy.
Talk to you next week. Right, appreciate that very much. While we're waiting for our surf guru, we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, this summer, Bill Varney and the CCA will be holding a series of on-the-beach surf clinics. To learn more, go to fishthesurf.com and click on seminars. Also, if you need surf tackle, check out Bill's surf site, surffishtackle.com, where you can find all the equipment he uses on the beach every day. And I might add, too, that Bill is also the guy that puts together all of our email blasts, and we have one coming up this week. If you're not on our email list, we only do it every couple of weeks or when something special happens. We don't spam, we don't sell, don't do any of that. So it's just pertinent information that you need to know about fishing and Let's Talk Hookup. Just go on our website, letstalkhookup.com, and just sign up for our email blast. It's free, it's fun, and we'll have something exciting and fun for you coming up this week.
All right, well, let's jump into the phone. Talk to Charlie. He's calling us from Gardena this morning. Hey, Charlie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
Hey, it's
morning, all, Charlie.
First of all, I just wanted to give a shout out to Doug there about, hey, Doug, if you had a Trunks 500, how would you set it up for, casting a surface iron? And kudos to Maui Jim. They replaced my 5-year-old glass case with no questions. They just sent me a brand new one.
Oh, awesome. Pretty awesome.
Customer service.
Right on.
Yeah, so I got before he answers that, a quick Maui Jim story. My wife wears prescription Maui Jim sunglasses. She sent them in because she broke them when we were in Japan. They broke the frame, and $15.
Come on.
Put a brand new frame on.
And
it was there in 5 days.
That's wow.
Rad. Yeah. That's the awesome. Kind of that's their service.
Yeah,
that's Maui Jim.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, you're buying high dollar, high quality item, and they're standing behind it.
You get what you pay for.
Well, that Tranx is a great surface iron reel in so many ways. There are multiple ways to set it up, but the two ways that I would set mine up, 65-pound Spectra. You can go all the way to the top if you are fishing in the kelp areas, and so we call that a kelp cutter rig. You hook a nice big yellowtail, and back in the day, the first thing they did was run into the kelp and steal your good surface iron. Now they run into the kelp, and that Spectra cuts through the kelp stringers, and most of the time you get your fish out. If I'm, you know, more in the flats or open areas, a lot of the Coronado Islands, I'll just put a 100-yard top shot of 40-pound Iser Triple X. That gives you the little bit of stretch so that I think on the hook set, sometimes with the Spectra, you know, you might miss a bite or two because there's no stretch in the line. And I do like to have that little bit of stretch. So those are two good ways to set them up. And also, you know, out for the big bluefin, not the big bluefin, but, you know, the decent-sized ones, you know, a surface iron, you can modify your hook and put a big, stronger single hook on there. And, you know, you can do both of those methods, but you're going to go a little heavier. If I was going to use the monofilament, I'd probably go 50-pound. And with that jig, I'd probably want to put a piece of fluorocarbon on there for the chafing. You don't want that 50-pound going, you know, down the gullet and having your 50-pound rubbing on the teeth there. So there's
How about the Colt Sniper on the 500?
Colt Sniper, same thing. You can do the straight Spectra. You can do the mono. That's a personal preference. But, again, you want to put probably a 50- or 60-pound test piece of fluorocarbon on there just for the chafing.
Just for throwing another option out there, I have mine with that 80-pound Max Quattro, and then I just fish like a 3-foot piece of 50-pound Blue Label, and I love it. It's been great for us. And then, like Doug was saying, when you flash forward to the bluefin arena, I fish 80-pound Max Quattro, and I just fish a little like 3-foot piece, 100-pound Blue Label. And then when you are attached, I mean, you have 80-pound backing and 100-pound fluoro directly to that fish, so. You can,
yeah,
you
it's
can
just crazy on a small reel like
yeah.
that.
You can put the wood to them. Sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, let's find out what's going on down on the surf. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, very good information there.
Isn't it? Hey, we got the guru of tackling
no
here.
Doubt,
are
man.
You kidding me?
I mean, that you know, I did a piece a few weeks ago about trying to prepare for a bluefin, and I mean, that's the thing. It's a 40-pound to a 300-pound fish, you know what I mean?
So, totally.
And several different ways to catch one.
No
but I got a great story to tell here. You know, we've had that uneven weather, and a lot of the guys turned into the more protected beaches. You know, I ponder these questions when I'm bored, but I think there's a lot of halibut this spring because we really haven't had a big squid thing off. You know, in deeper water. I think sometimes when we have those big spawning aggregations, the squid, the halibut come off the beach and feed on that sort of thing, and then they'll come into the beach. But we pretty much had them in shallow ons this spring, and boy, some great catches, especially down south. Let me get to it. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut catches on most of the beaches, Goleta, East Beach, Sandspit, Carpinteria, all kicking out fish. Flash minnows, 3- and 4-inch swim bait, salted anchovy working well. You know, the bait bite's been really good, and it's a good thing when you get this kind of weather and you get junk in the water, you can fish a cut anchovy a little cleaner than you can cut fish a lure. Excuse me. Just Fishing reported good halibut action along the Long Beach waterfront there, protected beaches like Cherry Beach, Dog, 72nd place, flash minnows, fluke baits working best. Cut anchovy also working there. Catch and tackle reported. White flash minnows have been hot for those guys, taking fish to 28 inches along the peninsula there. They're also getting fish in the bay there. The grunion have been running on those beaches now for almost a month. Hogan's reported believe it or not, a really good sand bass bite in the harbor. The guy's fishing at night using glow bait, swim baits and jerk baits and glow colors, putting a little strip of squid or maybe some hot sauce on there. And I think 4.5 pounds was a big sand bass, so that's a little different thing. And then Pacific Coast and the lagoons were just outstanding, reported excellent catches. Check this out. They checked in 2 fish over 15 pounds on Saturday. Then during the week, they had 3 over 14 pounds. And they told me they've checked in 22 legal fish from 8 to 18 pounds here in the last week or so. So it's a live bait fight. The guys are making smelt and fishing the live smelt. And some of the guys even running down to the harbor and getting the sardines. They got some big bow hunts, and they're trap rigging those sardines. But this is the time of year when those fish move into those lagoons, and there's some big hens in there right now, and now's the time to go for a trophy.
Yeah, for sure. It's surf fish, bay fish, lagoon fish. Man, it's time. And Gundy, great job. You've been doing a fantastic job writing in Western Outdoor News. Of course, always great information in Western Outdoor News every week. Love to read your stuff. You're such a talented writer, and so happy you've hooked up with Western Outdoor News and getting all the information out there.
Man, you make me blush.
Yeah, you're really good, Gunny. Hey, thanks a lot for that. We'll appreciate that, and we will talk to you next
Sunday. Have a good
week. Yeah, you too. All right, time to go fishing.
See you, Gundy. Sure.
All right, let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. They're packed up. We're going to talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning, Don.
You guys did a great job with live radio today.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, buddy.
It's live.
Hey, Doug, I have some buddies that they've done a little fishing, but they don't really have tackle for offshore. So what are their options there at Fisherman's Landing if they go out on a trip?
Well, we have probably the best fleet of rental gear available, all the way from 25-pound test up to, you know, basically the 100-pound rigs. But for this bluefin, we have Talica 12s, Talica 16s, Talica 20s, Talica 25s, all on custom CalStar rods that we chose the actions to appropriately fit those reels and the pound test. So those two-speed lever drags are going to be anywhere from 40 up to 80-pound test, or if you want to put a 100-pound top shot on there, you know, it's easy enough to swap out. We change the line on those after every trip. We don't take any chances with a fish of a lifetime. And then, of course, you know, in the tackle store, all of us are fish maniacs, and so if you want to pull the trigger on an appropriate, you know, rod or reel or, you know, an entire arsenal, some guys, you know, will outfit, you know, multiple outfits, but, you know, we can go down the road of helping you with, you know, what your preferences are based with what your needs will be on any various types of trips. If you do, you know, day-and-a-half trips, if you do multi-day trips, if you do private boat trips, whatever it is, you know, we can help you with the purchase when it's time to pull the trigger.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Don. Appreciate that.
All right. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego. Radio.com Sports Station.
Hi, I'm catcher Austin Hedges of the San Diego Padres.
Squeeze bunt popped up behind the plate. Hedges dives and he makes the catch.
The Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin. And now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.